Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures today finished pretty quiet here, unchanged in corn. Did rally back from the lows earlier today. The lows on the December corn were 358.5, closed unchanged at 362. So a little bit of a comeback, but not really a rally. Beans and wheat, on the other hand, were in the red. Beans in January were down 6 cents at 858, about 5.5 off the lows. And then the wheat futures down about 3 cents in both Kansas City and Chicago. December Kansas City down 3.75 at 459.5. December Chicago down 3.75 at 483.75. Looking at some of the technical information in the charts, we did go and make new lows today on some of the Kansas City contracts. For example, the March Kansas City went down to 469.5. That was the lowest that contract had been, even surpassing the low from about a week ago. But it didn't close down there. It came back at the end to close above that, so it wasn't necessarily the lowest close, even though it traded intraday at new lows. Typically, when the market makes new lows like that, it is a sign that it could possibly go lower in the future. Time will tell. Of course, the long-term trend in all the grains is still to the downside.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
This morning we had an ethanol production report, which showed that production was down just a little bit for the week, but it continues to trend higher. Stocks also look like they've been reversed from their the last couple of months of selling off and maybe are moving back higher. Profit margins in Iowa are still about even money, so it doesn't look like really big incentive there to produce ethanol, at least according to this morning's report. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have the export report regularly scheduled for Thursday mornings. We're expecting corn to be 400,000 to 600,000 metric tons, wheat 250 to 450, and soybeans 800 to 1.2. That's tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m. This Friday, the December grain options will expire. And then at the end of this month, November 30th, of course, we've got the first notice day for the December grains. That's also the end of the month. And all in the middle of that, you've got a Thanksgiving holiday, which will sometimes shake up the market. People go on vacations, that sort of thing. This Friday afternoon, we've got the on-feed report. Early estimates released today on-feed expected 102.3% last year, marketed 96% last year, and placed 94% last year.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle up 295 at 130.97, February up 255 at 133.12, November feeder cattle 140 higher at 174.87, January up 265 at 163.95, December lean hogs up 20 at 54.37, February down 10 at 56.27, December Kansas City wheat down 4.5 at 458.75, March down 3 at 473.25, December Chicago wheat down 4.25 at 483.25. December corn down 0.25 at 361.75. March up 0.25 at 368.25. January soybeans down 6.25 at 857.75. March down 4.25 at 860.75. December cotton down 1 at 61.52. March up 27 at 62.94. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.